Welcome to the Full Armor of Game podcast, episode number 34 with the Czar of Dating and the Texting Prince, two of the best in the dating game right now, teaching you guys that certified G game. Today's podcast episode is Protecting Your Seed, the importance of protecting your seed, gentlemen.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death.
This is Sparta! Sparta!
Put on the whole armor of
game.
This is where we fight! And the shield boys! This is Sparta!
Before we start, our seminar is filled up for April. So if you want to sign up for our 5-week seminar where you get all of our courses included, that is over $1,000 value. You guys have to sign up for the May seminar that we will announce. So you guys will know on the podcast and on our social media. The link will also be in the bio of the Spotify podcast. And we also have the Players University, Adam. If you want to tell them about that, April 15th, early bird special. Let them know, Adam, what they get out of the Players University. Really excited for this new venture with us.
Yeah, and just for the 5-week seminar, if people are wanting to sign up for May, get the application. You can apply right now. Get them in ASAP because now we have a backlog where we're emailing the guys that didn't get into our last one. So get your application in because we draw from those first. And yeah, Players University is it's a coaching app where you got Czar and myself and a bunch of other members there to help you with your situations. You can post your text screenshots. You can ask dating questions, relationship questions, fitness questions. And then you got us, you know, hopping in there multiple times throughout the day or week to give you a nice little answer. And then it comes with 12 weeks of content. So each week you're going to get a new piece of exclusive dating or attraction material to help you learn the game of dating women. And then Czar and I are also going to do a monthly live video call for just members so that if you guys want to sit down with us face to face and get some of your questions talked out, we'll be doing that once a month as well. So join on up to the Players University. I love it. I'm getting used to checking that thing multiple times a day and popping in, saying hi to all the guys and answering whatever I can.
Whether you guys went through a breakup, you want to learn more game, you have screenshots you want to post so we can break it down for you. If you have any questions regarding inner game, outer game, approaching, what to say, how to say it, we got you guys. Make sure you join the Players University. And me and Adam are also doing consultations, the two of us, two dating coaches. This has never been done before. So you get two dating coaches for the price of one. You guys can't beat that. I'm excited for that as well. We just started doing that with plenty of consultations. And so far, good results. If you guys want to sign up for a consultation, the link will also be in the bio. Check it out. Do it now, fellas. Don't wait. Spring and summer is coming. You know, hot girl summer is coming. So the ladies are going to be out. They will be out. They will be flocking like the salmon of Capistrano. That's from Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Classic. Classic. And speaking of women, right now we're talking about how to protect your seed. Something
yes,
you got to be careful
Adam,
about.
What happened several days ago with the famous podcast?
Yeah, the Fresh and Fit podcast. Something came out about Fresh, one of the hosts. And this is the type of situation you can get into if you're not very, very careful about protecting your seed. Now, Czar and I both don't know the final outcome of this. There's still a lot up in the air, but we're going to give you a little clip to catch you up on the situation and then just kind of talk about the importance of being protective with that beautiful baby batter you guys have locked up inside of you.
So she recorded the conversation. She recorded it and she leaked it. The girl who he apparently knocked up, who he got pregnant. Little backstory for you guys.
I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to.
You're not.
They just give you a pill and it's over.
No. No. I'm pregnant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The pill, they just give it to you from the doctor and then you're good.
I am pregnant. I can't pretending like nothing happened. I can't. In my religion, we don't kill.
You're not killing. Okay.
I want to keep the baby.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just don't want any kids. You know?
Okay, so what you gonna do? And what you gonna do to me?
Nothing. Well, why would I do anything to you?
Nothing.
Well, why would I do anything to you?
No, I know. So, like, how are you gonna deal with this? By saying I don't want a baby? That's all?
I mean, if you go to the doctor, I guess.
To the doctor? So you want an abortion?
I mean, yeah. Why do you want a kid now?
And why do you make me pregnant now?
That's something like, there's no way that that's true, but then it's like, oh wow, like.
So just think about it, it's meant to be. God wants you to have the baby.
Definitely not.
It is. God wants you to have a baby. 7 years never happened. And then you're you're fucking me for a month and I'm pregnant. What does that mean?
Well,
like now I just think about it, if you force me to kill the baby, then you're a sin.
Well, we already sinned by having sex. But it's too late now, you know?
All right, and that is the end of the clip. So what are you thinking about with that, Czar?
To me, it sounds a little shady. I don't want to really accuse Fresh of doing anything because it sounds like an entrapment to me where she saw a good guy. She saw a nice guy she wanted to take advantage of. Now, I know both are responsible. This is why this podcast is called Put on the Full Armor of Game. So this doesn't happen to you, fellas. Who knows? Might happen to me. I don't think so. I don't want to say 100% surely it would never happen to me, but I know a crazy woman when I see one who's trying to swindle me, finesse me, and manipulate me. Remember, you got to be like the fox. You got to be witty. You got to be able to avoid traps, like Machiavelli said. You have to be bold like a lion, witty like a fox. And I could see right through women like that. So, shout out to Fresh. I hope she was trying to entrap him into saying something that she could have taken to court with. So he was very careful with how he played that because she asked him, so what are you going to do? I think she was fishing for him to say something negative. And then when she didn't get the answer she wanted, oh, well, it's a sin. I believe in God. I think this was meant to be. But he was right. I mean, it was a sin to have sex in the first place. And now all of a sudden she wants to put God into this situation and not take accountability. But once again, you know, the accountability always falls on the man. Goes back to Adam and Eve. The accountability always falls on you men. So you have to be careful with who you're sleeping with. I think the fact that she was a 3 or 4. The only thing I'm pissed off about is people that don't practice what they preach. That's what I'm pissed off about the most. Because I know he stressed on the fact of getting a reverse vasectomy. Don't get 3 or 4s pregnant. Don't sleep with OnlyFans chicks. Yada, yada, yada. They're giving you advice like that. And meanwhile, they're doing the same shit that they tell you guys not to do. That's what pisses me off the most, because I know me and you, Adam, we see a woman like that. We already know. And she just saw him for dollar signs. Let's be real here. She saw a good dude who had dollar signs written all over him. He was probably weak, didn't put on the full armor of game. Ego is huge, thinking that he could sleep with whoever he wants. I've had women tell me plenty of times, oh, come inside of me. You could finish inside of me. To me, that's a turnoff. I'm not stupid. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Even with the condom on. Like, nope, I'm good. I'm not stupid. to me, automatic red flags go off in my head when a woman says that to me, because I know what she's trying to do. The more alpha you are, the more they want you to impregnate them. The more money you have, the more successful you are, the more they want you to impregnate them. Now, if you have both, I'm not saying Fresh is alpha, but he has the money. He has the success. But if you're both an alpha, and I'm going to use Tate as an example, Andrew Tate, and you have money, women are going to be dying to get pregnant by you. Dying. Not only is it biological, you know this, but it ensures the survival of not only her, but her offspring.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, I feel for anyone in this situation, because what, you know, he's got to be going through all the situations in his head right now. And it's just like, you know, terrifying to think about what's going to happen. So my number one rule for protecting your seed, without a doubt, is if you are having unprotected sex with a woman, you need to be ready to raise a child with her. That means if you're lost in the moment one night and you just met her and you went on a date with her and you don't even know this girl and you don't have a condom, you got to think with your top head, your brain head here, and just literally, if you're ever going to have unprotected sex, you've got to be ready going, is this a woman that I would be happy raising a child with? Because the unfortunate thing these days is that if you get a girl pregnant, at that moment, you as a man give up your rights to a decision. We all know, right? You can't tell one what to do, her body, her choice. So when that happens, it's now out of your hands. And now you are just leaving it up to her to decide. So the number one rule, never sleep with a woman unprotected that you would not be happy raising a child with. And that means you have to think about some things already of that girl. Think about her financial situation. Do you know her well enough to know her financial situation, whether she even has any type of resources available if she were to get pregnant? Her support system. Is she by herself in your town or city, or does she have parents around, siblings around that would be good role models that could help take care of these kids? You got to think about your own support system. Do you have parents around, siblings around that could also help with your kids? And then something that me personally is a quote unquote conspiracy theorist thinks of, I also want to know if I got to go pregnant, I want to opt out of a ton of the childhood vaccines. So I need to know that a woman has the same mindset with me down that area before I ever would even consider having unprotected sex with a woman like that. So moral of the story, guys, if you're taking off your protective cap in the bedroom, look at that girl and go, would I be happy to raise a child with her? If the answer is no, or you're not sure, then always wear protection.
The worst disservice a man can do is impregnating a woman who is not fit to be a mother. That is the worst disservice you guys can ever do, to bring in a child into this world, to grow up in an environment with an unfit mother. And that's why all these 304s are running around, these liberal women, the way they're raising their children, they're not fit mothers. And it's sad to see. But once again, it falls on the man. Why would you even impregnate this woman? But the fact that Fresh would even sleep with the same women he tells us not to sleep with or to mess with. I'm sure she has an OnlyFans. She's very beautiful, I'll give her that. But just from the tonality of her voice, the way she looks, I already know the type of woman that she is. To me, that's not attractive. I wouldn't even sleep with women like that. So we practice what we preach, fellas. If I'm sleeping with a woman, I know she is fit to be a mother if anything happens. 100%, I have to know that. I've never slept with an OnlyFans chick. I never slept with a 304 that is looking for a way out, that's looking for an ATM. Never. Because I could spot these women a mile away just like you can. But Miami is filled with these Jezebel spirits, or as I like to call them, Jezebel spirits. That's why I would never live in Miami. People tell me all the time how awesome Miami is. I'm like, bro, I'm good. It's surrounded by water, and usually any area that is heavily surrounded by water, it is infested with the Jezebel spirit. And you look at Miami and the types of women that are roaming around there, there's not a lot of good quality women there. Let's be honest. I've seen the ones that come on their shows. I wouldn't mess with 98% of those women. They did have some good quality girls, but it's very rare. Those girls are already wifed up. The rest of them, I wouldn't even sleep with. Personally, that's just me. I don't find those types of women attractive. I don't find a lot of women that live in Miami attractive. But once again, guys, protect your seed. Protect your fucking seed. As if it was worth more than gold, Adam. That is the that's one of the czar laws that I have for you guys. And that's why this is important. So you'll get my ebooks if you sign up for the seminar next month, or you can buy it separately, whatever you guys want to do. But one of my czar laws that I talk about in the 3-hour video course I have is you will protect your seed as if it was pure gold. The more alpha you are, the more successful you are, the more a woman will try to impregnate herself with your seed. If she tells you she's on the pill, all she has to do is miss 2 days and you're the father. Oh, whoops, I missed it for 2 days. That's how women set you guys up. But you're dumb enough to come inside of her when she tells you to. She has the condoms, a small needle will fix that. Please, guys, for the love of God, do not ever use a condom that a woman fucking gives you. Do you know how disgusting that is to begin with, that a woman even carries condoms on her? How much dick is she getting on a regular basis, Adam, where she has to have condoms in her purse or randomly in her drawer? I've never had a woman pull out a condom for me. And God forbid, if she ever did, I would give her that look and I'd go like, you know what? I'm good. I would end the night right then and there.
That's such a good point, though, because
it's grimy.
You know, if you saw that, what guys could take that in a couple of ways. Some guys could take that and go, look, she's always safe. She's always, she has protection on her always. So that means she's always safe. So that actually might, for some guys, give them a green light. But like you said, why does she need to have all these condoms in her purse? Like, does this happen a lot where she just unsuspectingly, oh, here's another guy in a situation came up. I better pull from my condom purse here like Mary Poppins and bring out some more rubbers. It's a great point. Mm-hmm. The fact that she has those ready to go is a big old warning sign in itself.
One girl I knew that did this, there was a girl in high school who was in my grade. She would randomly have different colored condoms in her purse. And this girl was sleeping around. And one of my friends that I used to hang out with in high school growing up, he actually ended up marrying this girl. And I'm like, bro, the bitch was fucking disgusting, dude. I'll never forget that when she told everyone in the car, like, she has condoms or she has black condoms, red condoms. Even back then, I was like, ugh. I was like, yo. And she was getting so much dick on the side. But someone married her, bro. There's always a woman out there for some sucker, right? Some guy who doesn't have game.
Yeah, and something else that we talk about quite a bit on this podcast is not leading with money, because, right, you're going to establish yourself as a simp or a beta provider, someone that she can take resources from. But there's another factor to this, like you deal with in your Fresh, from Fresh and Fit here, is that when you lead with money, that even if you're not showing up surprising a woman with all these flowers and bags and all that, that's total simp behavior. But even if you're showing up on dates with your nicest car, you got a really nice car, you got your Rolex on, and you come in, and that's going to exude a lot of high status. So on one hand, it's going to make dating easier for you in the short term, because you'll have this high status already, you know, from the start with this woman. So the date will go more smooth. But the problem with that is then you have a target on your back, and not every woman is going to look for a free handout and want to get impregnated by a man to, you know, suck his resources out there. But there are women that will do that. So when you come in with high status, you're showing up in the nice car, you're showing up with that really fancy suit or that Rolex. Yeah, partly it's going to help you in your short-term success, but you've got to be careful, because now you're going to have the flag on your back for the women that are looking for a cheap route into her motherhood lifestyle. And now she can use you is her financial provisioning for that. So I tell guys too, even really successful guys, I would much prefer they show up in a beat up pickup truck or, you know, a work truck, just so that they can get a read on the girl's character more, rather than painting a target on their back and then having to screen that woman, you know, later down the road because she's showing up all feminine for him and all responsive to him because he's a high status man.
And we talked about this in our previous podcast. You guys can go back to energy vampires. There are energy vampires out there, the brujas, which is witch in Spanish, who are gold diggers. They are vultures. They look for guys like that. And we also mentioned in another podcast, ways to remain mysterious. This is why you do not brag about what you have, what car you drive, how much money you make. You have to screen her first. So if you have a backup car that's an average car, bring that first. Keep your nice car in your driveway. Make sure that she's the right fit before you try impressing her. This is what I mean, how important game is. I never needed a nice car to get women. There were times where I didn't even have a fucking car, and I was still getting women, sleeping at their house, having them drive me everywhere. They would give me the keys to their nice cars, making me breakfast, dinner. If you have game, you don't need a nice car. Does it help? Of course it does. But once again, you guys aren't Andrew Tate, who has game, who understands women, because they can't pull that shit on him. But most of you don't have fucking game. So you try leading with your wallet and you get upset when a girl ends up using you and only viewing you as dollar signs. You don't get that same love, that same treatment that the alpha gets or the man that has game. You don't get that same attraction where she's enthralled with you. She's giving you back massages. You pull your calf muscle, you call her over. She's massaging your calf muscle the entire night, making sure you feel better. You're sick. She brings you soup. She makes you food. These guys don't get that same treatment. They don't get the same oral sex that the guy does that she's attracted to.
In that last podcast, when we talked about needing to be a player, and I talked about, you know, some of my busiest lifestyle when I was going to four to five different dates, you know, a week, and, you know, just cramming all these different women in, I was driving a old beat up pickup truck that the tailgate in the back was broke. So I had to have this makeshift little net in the back of my truck. It was just the ugliest thing ever. And there are two different times I can think of where I was going to meet a girl out on a date and my truck didn't even start. So she had to come over to my apartment, pick me up and drive me to the date. But again, my most busy player lifestyle was in a beat up old crappy pickup truck. And the great thing about that is none of these women were looking at me as a cash cow. None of these women were going on dates with me for my money. They could clearly tell that, okay, why would he be driving this car? Oh, he's a school teacher. He's not making that much money. So again, I think it would be better, if anything, if you had all this money to play traps on women and not ever show her that, and really just make her earn, you know, seeing any more of your lifestyle than you have. Like, I'd rather have that girl think, you know, I'm starting at the bottom, and then she can discover later on as we go out or she gets to know me that I have money. But I would much rather her first taste in her mouth be like, this guy's poor, this guy has no money, because then you don't have that target on your back and you can actually, you know that the girl you're hanging out with is into you because of you, not because of your resources.
And that's another reason why you don't mess with an OnlyFans girls that were strippers, girls that are strippers, or girls that have sold their body for money. Because think about it. I want you guys to think about this logically. If a woman is willing to sell her most valuable goods, her most precious goods, to any man for a price, you don't think she's going to sell you right down the river? Think about that. The greatest value that a woman has to hold on to, which is her body, her sacred body, that only a select few can look at naked. If she's willing to give that out, no matter how much money they pay her, you don't think she'll sell you right down the fucking river, bro. Whether she's going to rat you out to the cops, whether she's going to get you jammed up, whether she's going to get someone to beat you up, whether she's going to spill the beans on you, whether she feels like being spiteful and impregnating herself like she did with Fresh, allegedly, you don't think she's going to do that to you guys. So you have to start thinking outside of the box. Stop following these women on Instagram or social media. Stop giving them attention. Let them do what they have to do and then suffer the consequences later. We keep it moving. There's a lot of great, high quality women out there. A lot.
Yeah, it's a good point, too, to think of her worldview if she is in an OnlyFans model, stripper, hooker or whatever. It's like if you think of the life of a criminal, the way that they start to see things is, you know, they justify what they're doing. They're taking money from, you know, they'll justify it in whatever way. Oh, we're taking money from this big, bad corporation. They don't deserve it. But now they're seeing the whole lifestyle they live. They're looking at it through a criminal's lens. Well, women that have been selling their bodies, like Czar said, they're looking at men in a transactional lens because that's what their customers and clients are. Okay, I put out this photo and that's worth $9. Okay, well, I make, you know, I charge $250 for a night with this guy. And she starts to look at men as transactional and dollar signs. So when you have women in that worldview and they're seeing that every single day, that's their job, that's their business. Then when they show up on dates with guys, they still have this filter on. It's that like criminal mindset. Like they're still going to look at the guy across the table if is some sort of transactional value to them, whether that is them getting you to take them out on more expensive dates or having you, surprise them with gifts or take them out on vacations. Their mindset is looking at men as dollar signs or transactional.
And guys, here's a golden lesson, your golden ticket. With the Full Armor of Game podcast. This is how you put on the full armor of game right here. If a girl tells you to come inside of her, I don't care if she's on the pill. I don't care if she has a diaphragm. I don't care if you're using a condom. Do not fucking come inside of her. I know you guys get caught up in the moment. Do not fucking do it. When women tell men to bust nuts inside of them, they want to see how stupid you are. They want to see how stupid these guys are. That's why they tell you guys that. And if you comply, number one, compliance in a man decreases attraction. If you comply to doing that, she already knows you're a sucker. You're a goofball. That's why they tell you guys to do that. But you guys don't have any game, so you'll do it anyways. Me, I'm the type of guy that says, nah, I'm good. And I'm not doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'll shower her with it on the outside. But she's not getting my precious bodily fluids. I don't care if she's taking 50 different types of birth control pills. It ain't fucking happening. Okay? Even if she tells you that she has a diaphragm, can I see it? Can you physically show me your diaphragm? Maybe I'll believe you. So don't believe these women. Even if they tell you.
Give me the Yelp reviews of the doctor that put it in too.
Yeah. I wanna physically see it inside of you. Let me take an X-ray. Whatever. Let me see the doctor that did it. But even if she tells you her tubes are tied.
By the way, coming soon, Czar and I are going to sell your own portable bedroom X-ray detector so that you can X-ray women if they tell you they have a diaphragm.
I only say that, Adam, because a lot of women have told me, oh, I have a diaphragm. You don't feel it inside me. I'm like, no, I don't fucking know what a diaphragm feels like. I don't fucking know. Like, I'm not an expert on, I don't just have a diaphragm lying around that I practice with. Like, oh yeah, that feels like a diaphragm. No, I'm still not busting a nut inside of you. You know, she might tell you her tubes are tied. Okay. Like, if you guys want to bang a girl with kids, that's on you. I still wouldn't believe that her tubes are tied. Don't be stupid. My suggestion is to get a reversible vasectomy if you can. And they should really start doing this for free for men because we have no types of birth control that we can take except a reverse vasectomy, a reversible. But once again, it's never 100%. So you still have to be very careful. Use your own condoms. Use your own condoms and still pull out. It doesn't feel as good as blasting your load inside of her, but it does have the added benefit of helping you get ready for round two since you didn't achieve full release. Okay? And destroy the used condoms. Every time I'm done with a condom, I don't leave it around her. I don't care if I have to hold it in my hand. You guys can think that's disgusting, whatever. But you know what? I'll take that risk. Call me whatever you want. I'll take that risk.
Yeah, that's...
because what happened, like, especially with a lot of celebrities, they would put hot sauce in it. I know Drake used to do that. If you're a celebrity, man, these women will do anything for you to impregnate them.
Yeah, well, that's another one too. It's like, because, you know, I'm a fan of the pulling out and putting some body art on her as well. You know, paint my artist stroke.
As a man, you have to, Adam. You women,
you gotta
love
paint
that.
It, but
you have
now
to.
Too Czar with that, it's like I shoot it and I have a towel or a rag ready right by
ready,
close
yep.
to my bed,
paper
because I'm
gonna
wipe that right off too, because that's the other thing. You turn your back, and I'm not saying this will happen, guys, but it could happen that she just takes that and shovels it down towards and, you know, gets it inside of her, and you never know what can happen. So even after I you know, shoot my grand masterpiece, and, you know, I don't care if it looks beautiful, like the Mona Lisa, I recreated it perfectly on her, I'm wiping that thing away right away, so none of my baby batter gets mixed mm-hmm. into her oven.
It's much difficult for her to do that if it's on her back or her ass. But if it's on her stomach, it's much easier for her to grab it. She could just lay there, but always have a towel next to you or paper towels, so you keep an eye on her at all times. Or else you're going to be paying child support, fellas. You will be paying child support.
Oh, man,
support.
I'm just thinking to the guys that are listening that are like still working on getting their first girl or even getting their first piece of attraction for a girl, and they're hearing us talk about this. They're like, what do you got? But you guys will know if you start to get in the game a bit, you'll appreciate what we're saying a lot more.
I don't care. Use your shirt.
Yeah.
Use your shirt, Adam. Whatever you have on the floor. Use a sock, use a shirt, whatever, guys. You just wash it. Throw it in the washing machine. Who gives a fuck? I've done that in the car plenty of times. Drove back with my shirt off. Who gives a fuck?
Make sure that you okay. know where your batter's at. Protect that
yes.
seat at all costs.
Okay, we're trying to teach you the serious game here, because it happens all the time. And I know girls say, oh, it feels good, just finish inside of me. And guys are dumb enough to do that. And I read this in a book called The Way of the Superior Man, which is a great book. The Way
David
of
Data?
The Superior
Data?
Man.
David Data? Yeah.
Yes. And he described an example in that book where you go hiking with a woman. She wants you to bang the shit out of her in a forest or a wooded area. Women love that. If you go hiking, push her up against a tree, start fucking her. Obviously, with her consent. Don't just start taking something from her that's not yours. Don't be stupid. But you've been dating this girl. They love that shit. But in that example he used, the woman told the guy to finish inside of her. And he did. He finished inside of her. And she was upset after. She's like, why did you finish inside of me? He's like, well, you told me to. So women will test you like that, fellas. It was in the book. It made so much sense to me. They want to see how stupid you are, how compliant you are. You don't fucking do it. You tell her, no, I'm going to finish on your face, or I'm going to finish on your stomach, whatever. Okay? We keep telling you guys, compliance in a man decreases attraction. And that's one of it. That's part of it. And she was so unattracted by that. But then in his mind, he's like, but you told me to do that. So
yeah,
that's a great example.
That's the other thing, is women get lost in the moment too, and they expect that the man can stay in control and lead. And so even when she tells you to blast it inside of her, whether she's in the moment, maybe she wants you to because she's in the heated moment, but she's still trusting that you're going to make the right decision. And the right decision is, like we're telling you guys, do not blast it inside of her. You got mm-hmm. And that's where it's going to be tough for guys too, because you start thinking with the little head down below. And you forget the common sense. But there is the guys that I know, there's guys that will even tell, like, always wear protection. They're like, dude, I can't. It's just way better without. And it's like, yeah, the feeling without protection is better. No doubt. It's a great feeling. And some people might go, well, that's the greatest feeling on earth. But no, well, you know what the worst feeling on earth is? Getting a call like Fresh got, that we started this podcast with a girl that you don't know that well, you can't trust this girl, you're like, oh gosh, this would be a shaky mother, oh boy, that is the worst feeling in the world. So your couple seconds of bliss pleasure you get are not worth the next few weeks or months where you're just like, oh my gosh, what just happened, what is my life gonna, you know, be now? You know, you could be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old and you have everything going on in your life, you're feeling good, and in one moment, for the next 9 months, you're living terrified now because you have no idea what just happened and it's out of your control at this point.
Yeah, and she said that he was sleeping with her for a month. Come on, Fresh. Bro, like, okay, I can understand just the one time hit it and quit it because she's for the streets, obviously. But for a month, dude. So that's the other czar law that I have as well. Your reputation is your life. And my boss always used to tell me this when I worked for the oral surgeon, and I never understood it, where he said his reputation is the most important thing that he has. So I had to be on my best behavior at all times. I had to be careful with the way I would talk to women, patients. Okay. I had to learn from that. Like, your reputation really is the most important thing. Even if you have to let someone go in your life, they might tarnish it. And that always stuck with me. Always. That's all you have in your life, fellas. Because if you're a good person, anything happens to you, if you're falsely accused of something, people will stand up for you. I know him. He would never do that. He never did that. People will stand up for you. But if you look at Puff Daddy, not one person stood up for him. All his close friends, people that were by his side, pretending like they were his best friends, I'm not going to name anyone, they're nowhere to be seen. Nowhere to be heard. They're not saying anything. They don't want to get involved. Either they knew about it, or they were too scared to say something, or they were fake.
And part of what you talked about with the reputation being so big is that's another really important part of protecting your seed. Because like Czar's mentioned before, people judge you by the woman you're with. People are going to judge you by your baby mama as well. And the other thing too is if you have a child with a girl that, right, you haven't screened, you don't agree with her politics or where she sees things, man, that would freak me out if I got a girl pregnant and all of a sudden she wanted to raise my son as a woman or something like that. Talk about reputation killer. My son identifies as a woman and I can't do anything about that. The court wants to take away my custody because I think that should not be allowed. Like, there's so many scary scenarios that can happen. And part of protecting your reputation is, again, going, would I be cool with this being my baby mama? Her telling people this is the mother of my child, right? Are you already able to talk to your friends in the future about, yeah, you're proud of your baby mama. Is that worth the night you take off the rubber to get your rocks off? That's huge. Another thing Czar mentioned about the porn thing, well, this can also be cyclical as well. I know for me, it's like if I watch porn at all, it's way harder for me to get it up. Then that means that it's way more likely that I'm going to want to take off a condom to, you know, keep it going. So that's another thing too, is like watching porn, it's just going to destroy your brain chemistry about what turns you on and all that. And it's going to be a lot harder for you to get it up to the point where then you're going to want to, in the moment, take it off and justify it in the moment. Cause you're like, well, I got to take it off cause I can't feel anything or I can't get it up. There's just all sorts of situations that you can get yourself into trouble with. So yeah, stay away from porn whenever possible. And then the last thing that I want to lead with, and of course you can do whatever you have, Czar, is always take a DNA test. That is something that I am going to live by for the rest of my life. Women I hang out with now, I'll bring it up at some point. I don't know how, if a show is on, a movie, some viral post, but I'm just going to make women know. And it's like, oh, I for sure, if I ever got to go pregnant 100%, I'm getting a DNA test. I don't care if it's my wife. I don't care how much I trust her. That's just something I'm going to do. I'm going to get a DNA test. So I'm letting women know that now from the start. So if it does ever happen, she already knows it's coming. Will that stop a girl from falsely, you know, telling me that I got, you know, her pregnant? I don't know, maybe, but I don't care one way or another. I'm getting a DNA test and I'm letting that conversation come up now early with women so that if something does happen, she's not surprised in trying to say, no, you can't do that or any of that stuff. It's like, no, if I get a girl pregnant, I'm getting a DNA test 1,000,000%.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. And I wanted to finish off by saying several things. A lot of guys ask, how do you not get attached to a girl? How do you not catch feelings? How do you not become attached to a woman? First thing you do is wear a condom. If you go in raw, you're going to get attached to a woman, 100%. But if you use a condom, you're less likely to get attached to her. Another thing, a lot of these young guys out here, guys in high school, early 20s, late 20s, they're starting to get ED, erectile dysfunction, because of the amount of porn that they're consuming, that they're watching. Men back then, they didn't have erectile dysfunction until they were in their 60s, 70s, 80s. Or if you have diabetes, because one of the early signs of diabetes is you not being able to get an erection. So you have an issue if that's happening with you, or if you have to take pills to get it up. That's a big, and a lot of guys will use pills to get it up, to please a girl. Bro, those pills were meant for old men that couldn't get an erection. Now it's so glorified, all these guys are taking it, which is the dumbest thing you guys can ever do. And another thing I want to say is, obviously Fresh was busting nuts inside of her, because when she accused him of getting her pregnant, all he had to say was, I didn't even come inside of you. What are you talking about? So if a girl called me, I would say that, like, what are you talking about? I didn't even come inside of you. Unless if you're in like a Hank Moody situation where he said, you know, he probably felt a little dog squirt happen, and it does happen where you have that little dog squirt inside of her. You know, sometimes you can't control it. It's just a little bit that comes out. But if you're wearing a condom, you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. But Fresh was obviously busting nuts inside of her for a month. And maybe she told them that she was on birth control. But once again, all she had to do was stop taking it for 2 days and finesse him. So you guys have to be careful. Put on the full armor of game. Make sure you join the Players University. You have two of the best dating coaches. Listen, if you can't afford it monthly and you guys are getting an early bird special by April 15th, you shouldn't even be dating, number one. I have a lot of guys that always message me, hey, if you answer a question, I'll cash app you like $5. I'm tight on money. I don't have a lot of money. Whatever. You know, they always have some excuse, and then they're telling me about this girl they're dating. I'm like, bro, if you don't have money, why are you dating a girl? You know what I mean? Like get your fucking priorities straight first. If you can't afford our courses or the seminar, and you guys do have a monthly plan on the seminar, you shouldn't be dating at all. You shouldn't want to get in a relationship. You shouldn't be seeing women, because guess what? Women cost money, bro. Okay? Women cost money. It's good to learn the game now. Invest in what we're teaching you so you will become prepared in the future. But, bro, guess what? If you don't have a car, if you can't provide stability for a girl, 9 times out of 10, she's going to choose a guy that has a nice car that can provide her that stability and give her an easier life. 9 times out of 10, she's going to pick that guy over you and monkey branch, cheat on you with that guy. So you guys better get your shit together. Learn the game now, but also don't come up with that bullshit. Oh, I don't have a lot on, but can you help me like answering this question about a girl? Why are you even seeing a girl, bro? It just makes no sense to me, you know?
Yeah, start a side hustle then and focus on that. Yeah, and then the last thing I'll say too is, if there are guys here struggling with porn addiction and you need to get your rocks off, that's fine. I'm not saying you can't, you know, get your rocks off, but use your imagination. Put your phone away. Don't use porn videos, whatever. Use your good old-fashioned imagination that God bless you with, and start practicing that way, and that will start to help you retrain your mind. But watching the porn is just a bad, dark road that's going to be harder and harder to get out of. So use the imagination if you gotta, you know, get the meat beat. Other than that, yeah, hopefully we will hear from some of you guys here in Players University. And one last thing about that too is, I am currently uploading every video, full video podcast Zara and I have created for the Full Armor Up game. That's also now going to be included in Players University. It's going to take me another week or so to get them all uploaded, but that way you guys will have 12 weeks of content. You'll have every video episode recorded, so you can just go right into your app to be able to watch them and get to that next level of game.
Make sure you guys join by April 15th. Don't say we didn't tell you, and sign up for the seminar next month. Look out for that link. Click on all the links in the bio, guys. We love you. Catch you on the next episode next week. If you guys have any great topics you want to talk to us about, the guys in the Players University, they get first dibs. So if they have a topic or they want us to go over a specific situation, we'll do that for them. And you guys also have video modules of where we teach you game on the Players University only.
See you guys next week, and protect that seed.